last time we had finished by Avodei Mayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim. The Gemara, the Helig HaGadah is answering the questions we had over here at dichotomy, that some of the things that we're doing on this night are nogea to Geula, some of the things that we're doing this night are nogea to Golos. So what's going to be? So we said that well, the answer was Avodei Mayinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us that, well, that there's a positive and a negative, and within every negative, that every negative also turns out to be a positive. When it comes to, in terms of us growing and learning in our what, in our understanding of the way the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world, in the beginning of time, we always say that what we say Baruch Dynamis in this world, but Hashem, in the coming world, Hashem, when Mashiach comes, which is coming very soon, because of Mashiach, Lamaisa, we're not going to anymore say Baruch Dynamis. It's all going to be a Baruch Atayvami. That's where we finished off. So let's continue. So it says, Avadim Ayinu Lefayu Mitzrayim, V'yatzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, V'yad Chazaka, Zorna Tuyi. And here's the famous line. If Lamaisa we wouldn't have come out, then we would all be what? We'd all be stuck in the same rut. Now, for any of us that know anything about history, there has never been a nation that has been in power for that long. And if Lamaisa we were in Mitzrayim in the years like 2000 and before the year 2000, it's not shaykh that in this year that we're holding already 5,700, that Mitzrayim would still be around. They've been superpowers and superpowers that have been what since then. So it's l'chara not shaykh that what the Mitzrayim would be like. What does it mean that we'd be meshubit to Paro? Paro? So Maisa, we've already mentioned that what Paro is Pera. We've already mentioned that the Indian of Paro is what is the Indian of Shona. That the Indian of Shona and Paro are the same. The Maisa, there's what? There's a theme that we've been saying it throughout the Agada. We're going to say it again. The Maisa, when it comes to what? What does it mean? We'd be meshubit to this Meshigas quote. What will continue to be. Things don't change. Life continues. Nothing changes. And whatever was will continue to be. And we said that whether that's not true. We said that what we're in Achodesh, Azalachem, Rish Chodesh, and Mitz Hashem are coming to the famous Keta. I hope to get there tonight. Mitz Hashem, maybe we'll get there. Yochum, Rish Chodesh. The Agada is going to tell us that maybe even from Rish Chodesh you could have started the Agada. I, Klaus, I'll leave on the 15th. Yeah, but already what? Everything is already hooked up from Rosh Chodesh already, especially in the what? In the beginning of the Chodesh of Chodesh Nisan, which is Ha Chodesh Hazalachem, and we said that Ha Chodesh is an Inyan of what? In an Inyan of what? Against the Yush. There is no Yush, because Lamaisa, once you have what? An Inyan of Ischachos, anything can happen. That's what we've been saying in the previous Shurim, based on what? Based on the Musug of Shana being going over and over, and the Musug of Chodesh being what? Being Ischachos. So Lamaisa, we really wouldn't have been Meshubit to Mitzrayim. We really wouldn't have been meshubit to Paro. We would have been meshubit to the same Mishigas call that the clock was and always will be. But we know, as we said before, that that's called Apikorsis. The Maisa, we know that what? That everything has a new time. Every day is a new day. Anything can be. Anything can change. And that's, Mitzvah Hashem, what we're looking for. So let's continue with that theme for a moment. So it says over here, V'afilu kulonu chachamim, kulonu nevainim, kulonu zakein. Even if what? Even if we'd all know everything about everything, Kulanu yodim es ha-teirah, we'd all know the Torah. Mitzvah lenu l'saper b'tzis Mitzrayim. We'd all what? Still be a mitzvah for us to be m'saper b'tzis Mitzrayim. B'chol ha-m'saper b'tzis Mitzrayim. B'chol ha-marber l'saper b'tzis Mitzrayim. Arayz ha-mishuvah. Now the Maisa, this doesn't make any sense. Because the Maisa, if we already know the story, what's the point of me telling myself if the Maisa already know this Musa? If I know already the story, if the story is already what? The story is X, Y, and Z happened. So we know exactly what happened. In what time span, in what frame of time? So what's the point of telling it over? El Levart is that what? We're remechadish the Zman of Chiddush Nisan. We're remechadishing this Musad. Called what? Called Chiddush. Called a new Zman. Where things are changing. That's the Chariah, what we're coming to say tonight. What's this Musad of Arayza Meshubah? So over here, there's big raid. Arayza Meshubah could mean that what? We're working on the Inyan of Amun when it comes to Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, which we're going to discuss in a moment. And the more that a person will speak, the more the person will be misabar by Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, well, the more will be mashish into himself, the Musug of Emunah. It's an excellent shot, it's mavish question shot. The Chari can go like that. The problem is that the Rabbi Rucha makes a diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zion and Hilchos what? And Hilchos Chametz to Matzah. The Rambam brings down Arayza Meshuvach twice. The Rambam brings down the beginning of Perek Zion. He brings down the Inyan of what? Of the Inyan of Misabar by Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, Arayza Meshuvach. And then, very interestingly enough, the Rambam continues in Alach HaDalet, and then he says it over again. Why does he have to say it over again? So over there, Lamaisor, the Yerach Lamuadim, is a very nice Shnitel Torah. Over there, he wants to explain that Klal Yisrael had become so part of Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to mamish, like, rip them out of the Musag of Mitzrayim, meaning you had to take a goy mikarev goy, that's the lashon of the psukim, goy mikarev goy, a nation from within a nation. Now, he himself asks the Kasha that Klai Yisrael were mitsuyonim sham, as that God is going to say, we acted differently, we didn't change our names, we didn't change our what's called our clothing, we didn't change the way that we spoke and we acted. So therefore, there was a difference in Klai Yisrael than Mitzrayim. But he says, still, the mice of the fact that there was a hashpah of the makom, that the hashpah of the makom sucked us in. And remember, we were there for 210 years of slavery. We were 86 years of what? Of affliction. Lamaisa, we were pretty much ingrained and entrenched into that situation. Lamaisa says what? Says Rabbi Rucham, maybe that's Pshat and Arayza Meshubach. Lamaisa, the Rambam says it twice. One is to tell over the Nisim and the Nifloys, and the other one is to tell over the fact that what? Because Rabbi Rucham took us out of Mitzrayim. Lamaisa, it's not a Shver deal. He actually has a very nice deal. And Allah Adali, when he speaks out the Inyan of what? Of Arayza Meshubach, he says like this. He says, He says, he says you should darshan from Arami Yoyvidavi until the end of the parsha. We'll talk about this parsha, Mitzvah, in a different year. So I think he wanted to make the deal from what? From Arami Yoyvidavi. That Lamaisa, we were by Lavan, and Lavan wanted to destroy us, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu pulled us out of Lavan. So I think that's not a bad deal. But I don't know if you have to say it like that, because the Rambam is just telling us exactly which parts of that Gadol you have to say. And the Shaila is, why is there a double Arayza Meshubach? The Maisa, if you use the Yisrael that we've been using, and again, back to something we said in a couple of Shiurim ago, maybe we can say, like we said just earlier, they're really what? They're really one. The Rambam's not saying something new. The first Rambam says that we're talking about the Nisim and the Nifloys of Yitzis Mitzrayim. What are Nisim, what are Nifloys? Wonderments, wow, how could that be? The Maisa, everything has been the same for 210 years. Klai Yisrael has done the exact same thing. The Sev, Mitzrayim, has been the deity of Mitzrayim. You can't touch this, can't do anything with it. You can't even look at it. You can't talk to it. It's the god of Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, the Yidden are doing what? They're violating, they're shechting the what? The lamb of Mitzrayim. Can't be. That's Nisim v'Niflois. Mitzad Cheney is saying over here that what? He's saying a new Arayza Meshubach. What's the new Arayza Meshubach? You have to dash in this parsha. What's this parsha? This parsha again is what, including the chelik of what, the chelik of this chashos. Maybe that's the second din. The second din is that what? There's an inyan of this chashos. And the more that we bring it into ourselves, the more that we remind ourselves, the more we chadish ourselves that what, that even though that right now the ganze welt is in a what, is in a state of who knows what. But the Maaseh, at any moment we can get out of this, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us. We have to realize we have a moon and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we can get out of this. And that's maybe the inyan of Arayza Meshubach. First of all, there's nisiv in a place, and there's also the inyan of what, of this man that we're discussing. Now, my dear friends, this is the Maisa right after we're saying, we have to say it over. Then it's Meshubach. Why is it Meshubach? Because even if you know everything, you still have to remind yourselves that Kodesh Baruch Hu at any moment can change anything. And therefore, the Maisa, the Pshat could be very nice, that Harezim Meshubach could be going on the time factor. I think it could be Taka Pshat in Taka, and what the Rambam is saying. Okay, so let's go like that. Let's hold it with that thought. Let's move on back. And Lamaisa, when we start tonight, the Musagim of the next Hagadah, here is where things are going to get a little bit interesting. It says over here, Maisa of Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar of Nazariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tam, Shem Mesubim of Bnei Brak. They were sitting in Bnei Brak. Now, all these Tanoim all came from different places. Bnei Brak was Rabbi Kiva's mother. So it sounds like what? Rabbi Kiva had the schus, or Rochel, Ishus Rabbi Kiva had the schus to prepare a seder for the Ganze Welt, for all the Tanoim. And they sat and they learned Yitzias Mitzrayim. They said over Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole night. Okay, nice story. Nice fact. Ad Shabo Talmidim, till the Talmidim came from Ulam and told them, Rabbi Seinu, the Heilige Tanoim, Higiyaz Man Kriyashma Shal Shachris. It's Man Kriyashma. Why did they tell them Man Kriyashma? Why don't they say it's Man Tfilah? It's Man Kriyashma. It's Man Tfilah. Yeah, Aaron, Kriyishma is a Daraisa. That's why they came to say Kriyishma.
Kriyishma comes first.
Before Zman Tfilo. Kriyishma comes before Shema Nesri. I hear. Should have said Mishiyakir, you can put on, you can say Kriyishma on Dalit, on Tfilin. I don't think we wear Tfilin on what's going on, right? We don't wear Tfilin on Pesach. But the Maya says, it's a Shikul Madla. What is that going on? Why is it the Dafka? By what? Why is it bedafka by in Bnei Brak? Why is it bedafka by Rabbi Kiva? Why is it bedafka kol Yisrael Laila? Why is it bedafka Kriyas Shma? These are a couple of questions that I like to pose. I'm coming back to these musagim in a moment. I just think it would be maybe kedai to go to the next paragraph and then work through both of them together as what as maybe a backdrop for what I would like to say. Amar Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. So Elazar ben Azariah says, what, I'm like 70 years old already. He wasn't 70, you all know, he's only 18. And I wasn't zeicha yet to say Yitzis Mitzrayim v'Aleichus. Now, does it really mean that he wasn't zeicha? What does it mean not zeicha? Either you don't say or you don't, or you do say. You weren't zeicha to say. Ad shedarsha ben zeicha till ben zeicha darshan. Now, shenema, the matisko as yam seischa mer tzvayim kol yimechayecha. Yimechayecha means hayomim. And kol yimechayecha is marvah the latest. So now, not only by day do you have to be master kishma, Yitzis Mitzrayim, but also by night. The bar plug to the chacham world, they know yimei chayecha means zelam hazeh, and kol yimei chayecha means lahavi yimei sa mashiach. So it seems like what, that there was a musig word of saying kriya shema by day, and obviously saying kriya shema by day, shachal yimecha, and adding also the musig word of yitzias mitzrayim. At night, there wasn't such a musig. Ben zema came, and he dashed in the water, but you have to say it at night also. My high, what's going on here? They did say, they didn't say. Also, what's the lashon of what that he said? I wasn't zeicha. So I saw the Matisyahu wants a time in his Haggadah. Avad, it's not Shaykh, the Elazar ben Azariah didn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla. If there was a Tzur of Kriya Shema, there was a Tzur of Kriya Shema. And the Tzur of Kriya Shema had to have been included by day, the Musik of Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'chari, he said it by night also. Rather what? He didn't know that it was a mamish chelik of the Din Daraisa. He knew that it was a part of the Tzur of the Tfilah, but he didn't know it was a chelik of the Daraisa. So he said, Zachisi, what's his schus? The schus was the mitzvah daraisa. That's what he wants to come and say. Elamaisa, I want to build on this number one, the first nakuda that he says is that you see that these are really one thing. The din of Kriyashma, of Kabbalah's old Malchus Shemayim, together with the musag of what? Shalom Aleichem Rebelli. Together with what? With the musag of Kriyashma, which is Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, together with the musag of Yitzias Mitzrayim, these are not two different parashas. If they're licked in one parasha, and Lamayis, we have to say all three parashas of Shema, together with the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, together with what, Yitzias Mitzrayim, they must be what? If they're two separate mitzvahs, why are they being brought together? Ella what? Maybe they're two separate mitzvahs, but Lamayis, they must be Neshach Shayach Ba'adam. They must have some sort of Shayachas to one another. And in a moment, we're going to try to prove how they have a Shayachas. And we're going to ask the following question in the backdrop like this. We all know that one day, Mitzvah Acha Meir Besim Shana, which is going to be long after the Corona is gone, of Lamaisa, we're going to be asked the following Shana. See, peace of the issue. That is, were you looking forward to the Gula? Were you looking forward to the Gula? Now, great question. I appreciate the Kasha. Lamaisa, we should all be looking forward to Mashiach Sikhen Vimeir Vimeir. Of Lamaisa. Avu Shetas. Where does it say we have to look for the Gula? Where? Yehuda Bresha, Avu Shteit and Teir. They have to be what? You have to look for the Gula. Avu Shteitas. No such pasuk. No such chiyuv. No such inyan. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to what? You have to be Yeshua. And it's going to be one of the cardinal questions when they tell you that what you have to, they have to learn. You have to be Kaveitim Matera. Okay, Kaveitim is already what a Shiloh. What exactly that is. But about it is a Musik of Tal Matera. It's about the Musik of Mitzvahs. See, peace of Yeshua. Where is that? Number one question in the back. Lamaisa, I'm going to tell you over that there are Rishenim, Mefurish Rishenim, that say that what? That the following is the Musa. There's a Smak, say from its Katanas, and there's also the Mabit. Both of them want to say, B'pe'achot, they say the following. The Torah says, Anechi Hashem Alkecha. But Anechi Hashem Alkecha, Asher Hotzisicha Meretz Yitzrayim, Beis Avod. The Anechi Hashem Alkecha, the fact that we have to have a Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one and only one, comes from the matzav of what? Of Asher Tzitzich HaMeretz Yisrael. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch wanted to tell us he's the one and only one, he could have told us what? Anei Chesh HaMatecha, Asher Barati Yisrael. I built the world. I created the world. Or could have said the what? Anei Chesh HaMatecha, that I pulled off all the Nisim in Mitzrayim. No. Anei Chesh HaMatecha, Asher Tzitzich HaMeretz Mitzrayim. That move that we learn out from Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch takes us out of Mitzrayim, and we read over every year, we chazer over. We have a ganza seder. That's what? That's miyuchad, umezuman, that we talk over the musagim of the Akash Baku, the Nisim the Voice, the Musak of Zman, all these different things that Akash Baku is Machanish and the Musak of Yitzis Mitzrayim, these things that it says in the Torah that we believe in, that we say over, that we tell the kids, that we began to live in Ha, all these things, every single one of these musagim, is it coming to strengthen our belief with the Psukim in Yirmiyah, that Akash Baku says that what? That these Nisim are going to pale in comparison to the Nisim that are going to be one day. The Nisim that we're going to have one day are going to make what Yitzis Mitzrayim look like what? Look like childhood. And the fact that we believe and we're mashish into ourselves and we chazer over. We're mashish into ourselves. This musag of amuna of anoich Hashem lakech asher tzisicham eretz Yitzrayim zok terishenim. This is where you learn out the musag of what? Of tzipisa d'yeshua. This is where we're going to believe that there's going to be a Mashiach tzikin of the mayor. Now, Lamaisa, we are probably, I mean, we're all basically from the same generation. I'm a little bit older than you, but Lamaisa, this is probably the first time that we're all seeing what? At the same time, like tragedy. We're all seeing at the same time, darkness. We're all seeing at the same time, rough times. Now, only somebody like Rabbi Akiva could be somebody that would be able to what? To fear such a sin. Who was Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara at the end of Makkos, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings this in his Haggadah. The Rabbi Akiva at the end of Makkos, the Gemara says that what? The Rabbi Akiva saw a fox going into the Beis HaMikdash. He saw the what? He saw all the different things that were going on there. And he's like, what's going on here? How could it be? And everybody started crying, and Rabbi Akiva started laughing. It was only Rabbi Akiva who was able to see that what? You're seeing that what? That one Nevuah after another Nevuah are coming true. We don't know exactly when Gog and Magog is going to happen. We don't know exactly what everything is supposed to mean. But we know that we're getting closer. We know that there are only 6,000 years to the belt. We know that what the Mashiach Zikin was coming is going to be here soon, Mitzvah. So therefore, we are going to be mashish into ourselves the Musag of Amunah and Yitzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. And if he took us out of that, Avarnu es Paro, Navor Gam is that. He'll take us out of this too. And the Mitzvah will be zeicha to what? To see a Vaita Geula. It's a piece of the Yeshua we should be zeicha to what? To be able to learn from this. So notice what's going on over here. They were sitting by Rabbi Akiva, who all the Tanoim, Rachel was what? Was busy cooking and cleaning for what? For all the Tanoim. And Rabbi Akiva was fearing the Suda and Bnei Brak. And what was he telling them? He was Mesafer Mitzis Mitzrayim Kol Eisa Alayla. So the Barbanel adds, what was Kol Eisa Alayla? Kal Yisrael, nobody slept that night. Only Paro was in pajamas on that night. Everybody was up a whole night. So if we're going through again Yitzias Mitzrayim and we're believing that what? We're believing that we're getting out of Mitzrayim. We believe that we're getting out of things. So we have to stay up all night. That's the Muslim. We're going to be taken out and it's going to be a process that's going to be happening on us well. Mirtz Hashem, within 2 weeks, we're going to be getting out of this mess. So that's why they were up the whole night. And what does it say? Until the Talmidim came and told them what? Higia Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Why Zman Kriyashma? Because Kriyashma is Kabbalah's all Ma'at. Not to say Mishiyakir, not to say Zman Tfila, not to say any other Zman. Rather, the Zman of Kriyashma, the Zman of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. The Musag of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch. This Musag of Anoichi Hashem Alkecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. That's what we're learning. That's what's coming out from these parashiyos here. That's what we're learning from Maisa, Rav Elazar, Yeshua, Rav Zalman, Rav Zalman, Rav Kippur, Rav Tarpan, Shem Mesubim, Bnei Brak. And the Maisa, if any time that what? If any time in today's news, today in Bnei Brak is the darkest day. We're seeing that world, we're seeing what's going on, but the Maaseh, only we can see the tech of darkness, how much light can come out. And remember, we keep saying that what? That Klal Yisrael, each person is what is similar to a circle. And as low as the circle gets, it's going to get really low. It gets lower and the speed comes down. And we keep speeding to what? To a crash, but the Maaseh, we come up. We come up. And the Maaseh, the coming up is coming now because we're in his man of his chachas. But Hashem, we should see that Laman Tiskos, Yom Tzitzchah, Meretzon, Koy Mecha Yecha, Yom Mecha Yecha Yomin, Koy Mecha Yecha Alelos. Lamaisa, there's a musag of what? A Kriyashma Balayla as well. Why is there a musag of Kriyashma Balayla as well? Because Lamaisa, even in the darkness, even in the darkness, we can see the Gula. And that's what we have to say over. That that's what we have to see over in these parashas, right? In this chelik of Haggadah. Well, let's move back. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Teri La'amu Yisrael Baruch. Lamaisa, these lines, just being here in the middle of the Haggadah, are beyond my understanding. I don't know what it could be. If I may take a stab at it, why are we calling the Eibishter right now Makom? Of all times to call him Makom. Each and every person is right now in their own place. Each and every person is stuck in their own home. Each and every person is stuck in their own rut. Each and every person has their what? Has their trials and tribulations. But we all think that what? That we're in our makom. We think that we're in the world. We're wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the makom shel Elohim. The whole belt is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom. Not how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu fit into the world. I remember when I was in high school, my high school Rebbe, they did a documentary on my high school Rebbe and the Kitzer. And one of the parts of the documentary is that they were saying that when the Yidden came from Europe, so what they did is that everyone was trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to bring Yiddishkeit to America? How is Yiddishkeit going to fit into America? And as they took the mantle of the Sefer Torah, they were showing a tefillah. As they took the mantle from the Sefer Torah and put it over after the Hatvan Tefillah, they were saying that no, it's not how the Torah is going to fit into America. The question is, and this is how the Satmar Rebbe brought Torah to America, how is America going to fit into it? Because the Maaseh, the Torah is the Musar of the Veil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekayim Shel Elam, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah Lamai Yisrael Baruch Hu. And if there's ever a time that we realize that what? That our little world is not the world that really is the revolving world. It's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's running the world. And He's the Mekayim Shel Elam. And we have to now figure out how we fit in. The Minyanim have been taken away from us. Learning has been taken away from us. So Baruch Hashem, the Rosh Yeshiva has been zakka us with Zoom. So now at least we have a way to at least be able to see those smiles. Thank you, Ali, for the smile. We're able to see the smiles of the Olam and be able to learn together with the Olam. But Lamaisa, we're what? We're lacking. We have to realize that we're the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamaisa, He's the one that runs the world. Keneged arba banim divra Torah. Echad chacham, v'echad rasha, v'echad tam, v'echad she'eni yedei lishol. So Lamaisa, we can write svarim on the four kindlach. But Lamaisa, we have to move weiter. There's only that many days till Pesach. Lamaisa, the Olam has been hanging in, learning. This has been a very shy tufa. Klaisa has never been learning so much Torah in these manim. Already after Rosh Chodesh, I mean, maybe in Lakewood, but Lamaisa outside of Lakewood doesn't really get so much learning. So Lamaisa will say it like this. Can I get Abba Banim Divra Torah? Let's get into the Chacham. Chacham Mahu Emer. Maha Eidus Vachukim Vamishpotim Asher Tziva Hashem Alekenu Eschan. Says the Chacham, what are these mitzvahs? What are these Eidus, Chukim, Mishpotim? What are all these mitzvahs? So many mitzvahs. Va'af Ata Emer Lekirchas HaBesach. Tell them about Lekirchas HaBesach. Im Aftir Nacha Besach HaBesach. The Lamaisa what? That after what? After the Afikamen, that's it. There's nothing more. After the Korban Pesach, there's nothing more to do. What's the Shaka Bataya over here? What's his question? What's the answer? So I'd like to use the following musa. Ask the Chacham. Lamaisa, with Amuna, we could have understood everything. Why do we have to have all the mitzvahs? What are the edus, the chukim, the mishpot, mashe tziva, Hashem lakein v'eschah? Ask the Chacham, why so many mitzvahs? What's this musuk of so many mitzvahs? And we answer him back that what? You have to have the tasting. Lamaisa, just like we're tanning tonight in terms of the ischachos, we have to remind ourselves that there's a zman of ischachos, and again and again and again and again. And that's really what the whole Agada is all about. The maisa of the inyan of the Gula Asida, that we're going to get to the Gula Asida, and the ischachos of the Shaychas of Shabbai, and we have to remind ourselves again and again, that is the musuk of what? That is the musuk that we're talking about right now. It's not just that we have to what? That we have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rather what? Rather we have to ingrain mitzvahs and mitzvahs inside of us. How many mitzvahs are there in the Torah? There are 613 mitzvahs. And of those mitzvahs, how many of the mitzvahs are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Vayter, every little Shabbos, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ahina Neher. Why is it always Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Lamaisa, there's a famous chinuch. Everybody knows this. Chinuch, but we'll chaz it over for a pashat shah. The chinuch tells us the following mitzvah. That Avada, we all know that what? That we do mitzvahs, and that's the Ratzon Avayim. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us that again and again, another mitzvah, another mitzvah? So we know that what? Adam is what is Nimshach Achar Pu'loisa, which means a person goes after his actions. And if a person will dress a certain way, he'll act a certain way. If a person will what? Will do certain things, he'll act in a certain way. He'll start dealing in a certain way. If a person will constantly be doing mitzvahs, again and again. If a person will constantly remind himself about this man of Chiddush, if a person will constantly remind himself that this is this man of Chiddush, if a person will constantly remind himself that what? That this can be the year, I'm telling you, Avada by the Seder, all these Torahs that we're talking about, all these Shiurim that we're giving, that we're talking together, gentlemen, we're not going to be able to say over all these Torahs. That's not the point of these Shiurim. But the point of these Shiurim is that the mind frame that we're going to be, the Simcha Sachaim that we're going to be, that when we come to Lel Tezvah, we're going to be so ligging in the fact that what? That when that door opens, we're going to be expecting what? Eliyahu HaNavi to be there with the magic carpet to take us al-Kanfei Nesharim to where to Beis HaMikdash. There's no shaila about it. And that's what we're working on. These 12 days, in the very beginning of Chodesh Nisan, were the 12 days that the Nesiim brought their Karbanos in the beginning of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was ready to be opened when? All the way back by Hanukkah. And the Mishkan was not opened until what? Until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wait till Nisan. And he waited till Nisan, and in Nisan is when the Nesiim brought their Karbanos. Every single day, says the Sfarim, every day is connected another Chodesh. 12 Shvatim, connected 12 Chodashim. Each day in Nisan is Aviv, is the Chodesh Ha'aviv, is the Chodesh, is the Av of the year days. It's the month that corresponds to every Chelik of the year. Gentlemen, even if we won't see Mashiach coming now, we're Mitzvah Shem, we will be. We have to have a totally Emunah Shlema that we will. But even if you won't, in this Nisan, with the Musakim that we're going through, we're going to see him at some point in the year. Because some point of the first day of Nisan corresponds to a point to the Chodesh Nisan. And some point of the second day of Nisan corresponds to Iyar. And so on and so forth. Lamaisa, everything is Nichlal into Chodesh Nisan. So if it's not going to be this Chodesh Nisan, it's going to be sometime during the year. And that's how it could be. If we say B'Nisan Nigal Olam, yeah? B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Nigal. So Frega Kasha, how do we ever look for Mashiach? Any other day besides Nisan, he's only coming in Nisan anyway. So if you're out of Nisan, game over. Gentlemen, it's not game over. Because Nisan is what? It's the Rosh Chodashim. And says in the Heilig Sfarim that in the Rosh Chodashim is the Musag of what? Of the Koyach, of the Ganzi Yor. These 12 days in the beginning of the month have what? Have Koyaches for every month of the year. And therefore, any time during this Tkuf of Nisan, every part of the year that's further on from this Chodesh of Nisan is a Chelik of Nisan. It's really Nichlal into the Chelik of Nisan. So therefore, Lamaisa, we have to realize that what? That this is the Chodesh of Amuna. This is the Zman of what? Of Nigalim. And this is the Zman that we were Nigalu. And this is the Zman Sha'asidim Nigal. And Emirat Hashem, we're going to be there. So the Chacham is asking us, why do we need all these mitzvahs? Again, Zeichel says this time over and over. And the Teretz is that what? Because we have to really believe in it. Because this is the Zman, this is the time. And if we really are mashish into us, then we'll be ligging in the Gula. And we'll be coming to the Seder with a different Sugan. You'll be smiling, you'll be what? You'll be in trepidation, but in a Yibubir Oda take away, you'll be expecting Mashiach to be there. And when you'll be holding like that, it'll be mashpia on your brothers, it'll be mashpia on your parents, it'll be mashpia on everybody. And that's the matzah that we have to do. That's the Musag of the Chacham. Okay, I just want to start the Rasha, because the Rasha, I think, is a very big topic, but we're going to start the Rasha. The Rasha says, Rasha ma'oimer, ma'avoida azois lachem, lachem v'loiloi. ולפי שהוציא את עצמו מן הכלל, כופר בעיקר. ואף אתה, הכי השינו ואמר לי, בעבור זה עושה השם לי בצייס המצרים. לי בלוי לי. אילו היה שם, והיה נגל. What exactly is the Russia's problem? What's exactly the Russia's problem? So again, he also says, מה עבודה זה אצלכם? Yeah, he's also a problem by the mitzvahs. Why all these mitzvahs? That's the chavir, the musagim. למעשה, לל יציאס מצרים is all about mitzvahs. And in mitzvah Shem, we're going to have to see the famous Beis HaLevi we're going to discuss next time. I'm going to start with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi discusses there are mitzvahs in the Torah and there are sikurim in the Torah. And the question is, what came first, the chicken or the egg? What's the real ikker? What's the cause and what's the effect? That's how we'll start our mitzvah next time. And I thank the Olam for coming, especially those newcomers. Binyamin, it's great to see you. Love to see your face. Ellie, thank you for coming. I'll see the Olam mitzvah tomorrow. Anybody that would like to schmooze? I'd love to schmooze. You know my email address. You know my everything else. Send me. Anybody that would like to learn, I'd love to learn with you. Tell me what's going on. Tell me that everybody's feeling well. Also, I want to just make a quick shout out. One of our dear friends, his name is Eliezer Dave Ben Miriam Teva. He needs a serious refuah shleima. He unfortunately seems to have what the Olam has. He's not feeling well. He's being admitted to the hospital. And he needs mamash refuah shleima. I think we should all be in tefillah together. We should all only hear good things, and we should see the geula. We have to really be believers.